The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second? Yes, this is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 218. Some quick announcements before we jump into this episode. Make sure you leave a rating and review. I always enjoy seeing your feedback, and it helps us out. It helps us get this message in front of more people. This episode is one that I was excited to make, and it's about a topic that I don't really see covered much online, and it's actually a crucial topic for anyone who is looking to be a homeowner, investor, so on and so forth. We're going to talk about property taxes and insurance, some of the challenges that have been experienced throughout the country, and I'm also going to share some tips on how you can put yourself in the best position to handle that. So without further ado, let's get into it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode. Today's episode, we are going to talk about property taxes and insurance. So let's jump right into it. So property taxes for single family homes have increased to over $336 billion, which is a huge jump from the number of $339 billion in 2022. It's also the largest increase in 5 years. So in this episode, we're going to actually hear from some folks whose property taxes have skyrocketed. And then we're also going to hear from some folks whose home insurance has increased exponentially, because that's also a problem in addition to the property taxes. And I do also want to clear up some misinformation that I've seen online about how property taxes work. So make sure you listen to the entire episode so I can fully explain that to you and you can have a better understanding. Definitely make sure that you leave us a rating and review. I always love seeing and hearing your feedback. So take a few seconds and leave us that rating and review wherever you're listening to this episode. All right, y'all. So first, let's discuss how a mortgage payment typically is broken down. So you have your principal and you have your interest, you have your property taxes, and you have your insurance. Now, if you never refinance and you have a fixed interest rate, your principal and your interest will not change. Your taxes and insurance are always subject to change. They can and do increase over time. This is something I want you to understand. Whether you have a property or not, I need you to understand that fact. Your taxes and your insurance will change over time. And we're going to talk more about that as we progress through this episode. Now, as an investor, you want to make sure that you're making cash flow. However, you've got to allow room for those taxes and insurance to increase over time so that you don't find yourself in a position where you're not making money. Okay. And so let's hear from some real people and their property tax nightmares.
The perils of property taxes taking a toll on Tamara Ransom. She bought her Winter Haven home last May, but less than a year later, it's on the market after receiving an unwelcome surprise.
I felt like I'd been baited and switched. When you buy a house, I see the taxes at $2,700. I expect it'll vary a little bit, you know, a few hundred, $1,000, but in no way did I expect it would go up 174%.
Many new homeowners face this sticker shock when they received their trim notices with their new assessed home value. Those bills were due at the end of March.
You have been doing what you can to try to make this work.
It's very upsetting because I put most of my savings into the house, the down payment and the things, you know, alarm systems and things like that. And I'm losing all of that because I have to sell the house and I'm not going to get really anything back. And then I have to look for a new house.
So what's happening to this woman is absolutely horrible. And it's important for us to understand what's happening. And so I was reading an article from Adam, which is a very well-known real estate data company. And here's what their CEO had to say. Property taxes took an unusual high turn upward last year, pushing effective rates up, while huge gaps in average tax bills between different parts of the country remained in place. The tax increases were likely connected, and at least in part, to inflationary pressures on the costs of operating local governments and schools, along with rising public employee wages and other major expenses. So you mean to tell me that the cost to run Tampa and to pay employees has increased that much that someone who barely just bought the home is now forced to sell because she got a crazy tax bill? The last I checked, and y'all let me know if I'm bugging out. The last I checked, wages for the majority of people did not significantly increase over the last few years, if they did at all. So you let me know what you think about that, because that makes zero sense to me. Now, if you thought that was bad, it gets worse. Let's listen to another clip.
We're going to be out taxed from all of our homes.
In South Suburban Lyons Township, Jamie Flaws, her husband, and many of their neighbors fear the end of their close-knit neighborhood. They're anxious that they may have to move because of property tax assessment spikes. Some face increases of nearly 650%. Residents say those assessment increases don't match the market values of their homes.
We probably won't be able to sell these homes because they're not even close to being worth what the assessment says.
Because of the new assessments, the Flaws property taxes will more than double from $7,000 a year to more than $16,000 a year.
It will destroy my kids' futures because all of our investment has been for 36 years in our home and land.
After losing their first appeal, the Flaws hired an independent appraiser who found the market value of their home to be half as much as what the Cook County Assessor's Office declared, $450,000 compared to the assessor's $878,000.
The biggest issue I have with this situation is that they're allowing these taxes to spike so quickly. It's like they want people to be forced out of their homes. I don't even think it's a conspiracy anymore, because what other explanation can you have for insurance to go for taxes, excuse me, to go up nearly 650% for some people in a particular county? How can they expect that people can afford that? Wages aren't going anywhere. People are getting laid off. Like, this is unbelievable. Now, here's something else. In the extended clip, they share that the county assessor admitted that they made errors in calculating land values. There's no excuse. There's no reason to make such a mistake. The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon. These are people's livelihoods, their households, or for an investor, their rental properties. You cannot make this kind of mistake that can force somebody out of their home. And what are they going to say? Oh, we're sorry. We didn't mean to. At a certain point, if it's not dealt with before the person is forced to sell, it's going to be too late for an apology, right? So I can't believe it. I really don't understand what's going on. So now I want to share something with y'all that's kind of personal. I haven't really shared too widely. I might have shared here a little bit over the years, but when I purchased my first rental property, I didn't understand how property taxes work, to be honest. And in the first couple of years of owning the property, my property taxes increased several times, and I was at a point where I was barely making any cash flow. And I thought the taxes would remain the same. All the online gurus I followed, they never said anything about property taxes. All they told me was that, oh, you buy the property and you make this much cash flow, and your mortgage, all those payments, all that stuff stays the same. I never heard anybody talk about the fact that property taxes will increase, that insurance will increase. No one ever said anything about that. Thankfully, I had a tenant move out, and rent in the area increased by nearly 50%. So I was able to get back to making good cash flow. I could have easily been in a similar situation and facing the decision of whether or not I wanted to keep or sell the property or just lose money every month, right? And so before you buy a property, whether you are planning to live in it, whether you're planning to rent it out, do this. Call the county tax office or the county assessor's office. Ask them how often taxes are assessed. Ask them what the formula is. You could even go so far as saying, hey, I'm considering buying X, Y, and Z property for this price. What will my property taxes look like? And what is the timeline of those increases? So you can back into that number and at least prepare to, as much as you can, prepare and plan ahead for potential increases. Because what I can guarantee you is that if you are buying a property and it's at a higher price, which is likely, than whatever it sold for before, the present taxes mean nothing. They're going to increase and they're going to change. So that's something that you need to keep in mind. And unfortunately, I don't see a lot of people out there talking a lot about this. So this is something that I want to make sure I'm giving to you all. Okay. Now, it's not just taxes. There's also tremendous issues with home insurance. So let's hear a real example of a crisis in that area.
It was a safe haven for everybody. We laugh, we talk, we slept on the floor, we dance, we had barbecues.
And the meals were shared with anyone who walked in the door. Every weekend, Rochelle's son would bring his friends over to spend the night.
And I literally raised them, four boys in that house with my son. And every weekend, if they didn't play football or baseball, they were at the house.
But she recently sold that home because she couldn't afford the rising insurance premium. Her monthly mortgage went up $1,200.
Like, I feel robbed because I worked so hard to get my home. For them to have the increase of the insurance, just take it away. It's a lot because I was a single mother by myself. And people said that I couldn't afford this house. But in spite of what they said, I fought through and I kept my house. And I kept it till I couldn't keep it no more.
$1,200 increase per month. I don't know anyone who can afford that. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous that that's even allowed. $1,200 a month, that's over $20,000 a year that they're expecting her to come up with out of her pocket, right? It makes absolutely no sense. And again, it's important for us to understand why this has happened. This lady's in Louisiana, and Louisiana's homeowners have been caught in a relentless cycle of insurance premium hikes due to natural disasters, with rates soaring on average by 27% from May 2022 to May 2023, according to Policy Genius's home insurance report issued late last year. The steep increase is a direct consequence of the state being hit by a series of hurricanes that wreaked havoc on the state. And that's an excerpt from an article I found on Newsweek. And upon reading further, it said that due to all of the hurricanes in the past 4 years, nearly 800,000 insurance claims have been filed, which is a lot, right? Florida is also having a similar issue. So this is another clip from an article. And it says, according to the Insurance Information Institute, homeowners insurance has increased 102% in the last 3 years in Florida and costs three times more than the national average. The average cost of home insurance in the Sunshine State in 2023 was about $6,000, which is the highest average premium in the US. And that's just unbelievable. And what you'll see in Florida is a lot of folks who own condos. It's like a fire sale. Everyone's getting rid of their condos. And the increased fees and insurance and all that, it's all part of it. So here's what I recommend as far as insurance. You want to shop around several times a year. I need to do a better job of this, and I'll own that. But you want to shop around and see if you can get better rates for whatever the coverage is that you have. I also believe states should put regulations in place to control the costs for homeowners. Otherwise, we're just going to have more people who are going to end up selling their homes and renting again, or selling their investment properties and going back to regular life. And I don't think it should be like that. I believe in free markets and things of that nature, but there has to be a limit, right? You can't let things get to a point where the everyday person is getting pushed out of their homes. And so there need to be some controls put in place. And I'm hopeful that that'll be the case. So wanted to just come in here and drop some information on that. Again, this is not something I really hear mentioned a lot online. And so I wanted to make sure to give you some perspective, give you my experience as well, and just the hardships that I've went through concerning property taxes. And so I hope this was helpful to y'all. All right. So definitely make sure to leave a rating and review. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.